I'm very excited about the beer because, you know, it's such a huge thing. We've never made a block of ice so big. It's the biggest. I made a 6.5-ton block, but that was here, and we had control of it here. This is 2 9-ton blocks of ice, and they're in North London, and I'm sort of going backwards and forwards, just monitoring this because, you know, I have to sort of keep a careful eye on the whole process. First 20 centimetres, or 25 centimetres, is going to be clear ice. That's going to represent sea ice.
Right, so you'll be standing on that.
So the white bear, as his feet will be stuck on here, the white bear will be actually standing on crystal ice.
Right.
So and within that, the sea ice, as we might call it, we've got Peter Wadhams' script. So science being lit up through that sea ice. So giving an authority of science, very senior authority of science, within the sculpture. Mm.
But they've got this wonderful deep freeze there for storing frozen food. And the men that run it have been so helpful. They've just been fantastic.
They've been fantastic.
We've quite abused them a bit. I think sort of we had leaks and it sort of was pouring out over the floor, and you know, and that's quite a problem to them. But they were so calm about it.
But the great thing also about it, and bearing in mind what this subject is all about, these two enormous blocks of ice, two enormous ice bears, are being frozen amongst broad beans, prawns, samosas,
yes,
and every other sort of foodstuff. So in fact, although it's an enormous warehouse full of minus 25, our bears have got a sort of zero footprint in that
respect. Yes, yes,
yeah. So we've pulled off a trick there.
Yeah.
So then the water was poured straight into, over the bronze.
Yes, in stages.
Yeah.
So it's, as I say, we built it up in stages.
What makes that white? You said that the bear would be white and the base would be clear. Why?
Well, clear ice is made at quite a warm temperature for making ices. The coldest you can go is minus 15. After minus 15 C, you make white ice anyway.
No.
So it's the speed at which you make ice. I don't know if you noticed, if you make an ice cube at home, if you look at it, the first bit is clear, and then it goes white in the middle. Mm. And the reason for that is that the first bit, the cold in your freezer is attacking the heat in the water in the tray, and so it's slowly making up. But then the cold starts to take over, and so the last bit is made more quickly. So it speeds up, and that's why it goes white. And also, if any minerals which are in the water get trapped in them. So
Duncan's done a lot of ice sculpting before. I'm actually a bronze sculptor.
Mm.
Duncan's been very kind in introducing me to this incredible skill of carving ice. And I really loved it. I absolutely loved it. I have practiced. He's got me practicing a wee bit. But so this is really a tour de force between two completely different disciplines, bronze and ice. And so Duncan and I are, and Jamie, are all, we are the team. Yes. They're the ice authority, I'm not.
So how are you going to be working together on the day?
In probably some degrees of panic.
Control panic,
yeah. There'll be a smile on our face at all times. Even as the crowds build up. No, I think what we're going to do, and I have in my mind so clearly what the bear looks like, and as Duncan will agree, any bit of sculpture you make is finished in your mind before you begin anyway, so it's actually just a case of getting back to that piece. We don't yet know how visible the skeleton is going to be within. Probably not that visible, but maybe the odd shadow to give us a hint. But you know, I know bears, I've seen bears, I understand what I'm after. But I think all three of us will just simply go for it. And yeah, it'll be fine. It'll be just brilliant fun.
I think so too.
The aim of this thing is to be a sculpture bringing the Arctic to the world. And it's aimed at being a sculpture made by frankly, thousands, if not, and ideally, if it runs its full course and travels the world, by millions of people. But every person who comes and touches that bear, everyone who touches it, as they put their hand on, they are going to be melting that bear. They are going to be altering the shape, they are going to be sculptors. So it's going to be made by thousands of sculptors.
And when they touch the bear, they will take that home with them.
That
memory, that image, that shock. Because people aren't really used to touching big pieces of ice.
Yeah.
And it's really so tactile, especially melting ice.
Yeah.
It's very friendly. And I think that people are going to really enjoy that aspect of it. And I just, you know, we live in a world where we're saying, don't touch this, don't touch this, don't touch the sculpture.
Yeah.
People have to touch this.
This is a case of please come and touch it, be part of it. Anyone who touches it, anyone who interacts with this bear, are going to be part of the Ice Bear Project. This sculpture, we must remember, is not actually a sculpture of a polar bear. It might be in a polar bear of shape and form. The polar bear is an iconic symbol of what this is all about, and that's the Arctic. Indeed, it's not even really just about the Arctic. This sculpture is about the whole world. And so everyone who touches it, from whatever part of the world, be it hot or cold, naturally hot or cold, they'll all be part of this big message that needs to just get out and about. And it needs, this Arctic bear, this ice bear needs to touch every person in the world if we make it. And if you go and touch that bear, you become a sculptor. You alter the shape. And that also puts your sort of handprint on that bear and that aspect of our warming planet. You become part of the motion to tell people, to remind people what we're doing. And I think that's quite powerful. And the ice on the top is going to be relatively shallow, although around the legs and around the tummy and around the neck and so on, there'll be big chunks of ice. But on the top, along the nose, top of the head, running down the backbone, that'll be relatively shallow ice. And that's probably where the melting is going to...
It'll be the first bit to melt at the top, because what happens is that with ice, cold drops. So the energy coming off the top of the sculpture will protect the legs, the feet, bottom part.
Mm.
The thing that will alter that, of course, is it's outside and there's a breeze, so that sort of...
That will change.
And that again will, you know... And if you ask me how long is the ice going to remain there, I can't answer you, because...
But equally, you ask the scientist, how long is that ice cap, the multi-year ice, the green ice cap, the summer ice... In the Arctic, how long is that going to last? They can't answer.
They can't answer.
Wonderful parallel.
Mm.
But equally, when that bronze begins to appear through the ice, just imagine that little plate on the top of the head, with vertebrae beginning to stick out of the ice like that. That metal is going to start conducting heat. That's going to draw the heat through the skeleton.
Mm.
That is going to have an effect on the ice within it.
Absolutely.
That is an incredible parallel also, because as that ice cap begins to shrink, as sea ice begins to shrink, multi-year ice goes, as we head towards summers without ice in the Arctic, all that reflection gone, that deep, dark sea is going to be drawing in the heat. This is what the ice bear is talking about.